I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Fire officials say they expect an average wildfire season in Colorado Springs this summer, but they're still calling on folks living in the city's wildland-urban interface to be prepared. At a meeting at Cheyenne Mountain High School last night, representatives from the city's Office of Emergency Management, as well as the fire and police departments, stressed the need for residents to have a plan in place for wildfires. Brett Lacey is the city's fire marshal.
Oftentimes, Americans tend to be complacent. And if they don't smell smoke in the air or it's not happening right in proximity to them, it's easy to think it's not going to happen for a while or I've got time. And that is a very dangerous gamble.
Officials urged folks to prepare emergency kits, plan evacuation routes, and contact the fire department for free wildfire mitigation help. Additional resources for emergency preparation are available at csready.org. A program aimed at treating patients for both drug addiction and mental illness at the Colorado Mental Health Institute at Pueblo is shutting down. The Pueblo Chieftain reports state officials call the closure of the 20-bed program temporary so that nursing staff can be reassigned to other areas where there are staffing shortages. The paper reports patients are being transferred to other programs. And the annual revival of the Pony Express ride is underway. The horseback trip travels 2,000 miles through states, including a small portion of northern Colorado, along the Pony Express National Historic Trail. This is 91.5 KRCC News.